Father, we're so thankful for all the privileges that we have being sons and daughters. We thank you for our apostle, Pastor Leroy Thompson, Sr. Thank you for the royal family. Thank you for every increasing word training center. Thank you that you're literally training a new generation of young men and young women to take on apostolic ministry and government. So we thank you for the apostolic call that's on our apostle's life. We thank you for the training, the teachings, the impartations that he's making in our lives that's going to cause us to be effective ministers. And we thank you for it and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, online students, I want to make sure that you're sowing. You know, you have to attach a seed to what you're hearing. And then in addition to that, I want to make sure that y'all know we're approaching graduation. So I want to make sure that y'all prepare your seed to honor the founders of the School of Ministry. Remember, giving is the essence of living. And you always want to do your best. Amen. Don't be like some people, you know, don't be cheap. The anointing is costly. All right. So this class is Catching the Waves of Revival. We're in chapter number 12. We've been talking about the seven stages of revival. And the first one we covered was times of revelation. And now we're moving into times of repentance. So we're going to pick up from where we left off last week. And I want to stress this to you because this is an extremely long chapter. It's a lot of detail. So I'm going to hit some highlights in this chapter, but I'm also going to send out some study notes. So if in preparing for the examination, you're not only going to be responsible for those quizzes, you're also going to be responsible for the study notes because there's a lot of detail that must be covered in times of repentance. Amen? Okay, let's start.
Repentance from sins.
Repentance from sins.
This is the turning away from all known sin.
This is the turning away from all known sin.
And the sinful habits.
And the sinful habits.
The sin nature.
The sin nature.
Has been taken out of our spirit.
Now notice what the writers say. The sin nature has been taken out of our spirits. Now let me say this. Our apostle, I need for you to make sure you visit online and get all of his teachings on soul alignment, because this is not being taught in every church. I mean, when we were born again, it's the spirit of man that was saved. But we have to do something with these souls and with these bodies. And so we have to deal with the sin nature that's in our soul and in our body. Our souls are not saved. Oh, Lord. See, you mess people up right there. Our souls are not saved. Turn to James, I believe it's 1:18. So you see that. Or maybe it's James 1, let's see. Yeah, somewhere up in there. Come on. Anybody got it?
Of his own will begat.
Of his own will, he begat us.
With the word of truth.
With the word of truth.
That we should be a kind of first fruits.
That we should be a kind of first fruits.
Of his creatures.
Of his creatures.
Wherefore.
Wherefore.
My beloved brethren.
My beloved brethren.
Let every man be swift to hear.
Let every man be swift to hear.
Slow to speak.
Slow to speak.
Slow to wrath.
Slow to wrath.
For the wrath of man.
For the wrath of man.
Worketh not the righteousness of God.
Worketh not the righteousness of God.
Wherefore lay apart all filthiness.
That's the scripture I wanted. What scripture is that? What verse? 1:21. James 1:21. What does it say? Wherefore laying aside.
All filthiness
and superfluity of naughtiness. Go ahead.
And receive
with meekness
the engrafted word,
which is able to save what?
Your soul.
Save what?
Your
Okay, so if the engrafted word is able to save my soul, that must mean my soul not saved. So that's why we have to have the renewing of the mind. Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24 say, I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body. Hebrews 4:12 talks about only the word of God can separate the soul from the spirit. So the soul and the spirit are not the same. In salvation, in the new birth, our spirit man is born of God, born from above. We're a total new creation, and we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So there's nothing wrong on the inside. But in order for us to walk in true repentance from sins and true repentance from dead works, we got to get in that soul, and we have to get in that body. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Our spirit has been recreated.
Our spirits have been recreated.
In the image and likeness of God.
In the image and in the likeness of God.
But there still lies a sin habit.
But there still lies a sin habit.
In our soul and body.
In our souls and in our bodies. Now, you got some homework you need to do. You know, you need to read Romans chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8. All right? Yeah, you need to do that. Because you see, you know, Apostle talks about it, but, you know, if you really get a hold of the grace message in the wrong way, it'll detour you. Are you listening? Paul said in Romans, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? The Bible says what? God forbid. Are you listening? Then it say, how shall we who are dead to sin live any longer therein? Are you listening? See, the whole purpose of us walking this life is to demonstrate that we can live a life victoriously over sin, hell, and the grave. Are you listening? We have to bring our members into subjection and not yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness. But that cannot happen without the soul being in alignment. Are you listening? The soul out of alignment is like driving a car with the wheel out of alignment. It's better with power steering. But back in the day, when you had that, you know, it seemed like the car going one way and you pulling the other way. It actually seemed like the car on this side of the road, you right here. I know some of y'all not old enough to remember, no power steering, that's all right. But I'm saying, so when the soul is out of alignment, it allows that sin nature to dominate us. And so we cannot produce the life of God. That's why some believers live as mere men. All right? Okay, go ahead, sir.
Repentance from sin.
Repentance from sins.
Is to deal with this sin habit.
Is to deal with this sin habit.
In our soul and body.
In our souls and in our bodies.
We need to deal with the lifestyle.
We need to deal with the lifestyle.
That gives opportunity.
That gives opportunity.
To this sin habit to manifest.
To give the sin habit to what? Manifest.
Our soul and body.
Our souls and our bodies.
Will undergo death.
Will undergo death
if the sin habit
still finds opportunity
to manifest itself in us.
To manifest itself what? In us.
Our spirit is set free.
Our spirits are set free
from sin nature.
From the sin nature.
And is now alive and righteous.
And it is now alive unto God and righteous. That's what Jesus did for us. Y'all understand that? He set us free. Watch this. Romans 8:1 say, there's therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus. But here's the key. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, watch this now, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Y'all understand that, right? Then he goes on to say what? For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. See, if we're going to be body controlled, are you listening? Following that lower nature. They that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit mind the things of the spirit, right? Right? For to be what? Carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Is that right? Then it goes on to say what? The carnal mind? Because the carnal mind is what? Enmity. It's an enemy of God. So, you know, and I'm trying to cover this as quick as I can, but in Romans 7:25, Paul said, with my mind, I serve the law of God. With my what? With my mind, with my soul, with my will, with my emotions, with my feelings, with my thoughts, with my desires, with my conscience. Are you listening? With my imagination. All of that has to do with my mind, I serve the law of God. You see that in Romans 7:25? What did it say? With my mind, I serve what? The law of God. But with my what? But with my flesh, I serve the law of what? I serve the law of sin, which brings forth death. Now, why is it important to get rid of that sin habit and that sin nature? Why is it so important? Because it's not a sin inheritance. It's an inheritance. Are you listening? Inheritance have to do with sonship. Sin inheritance try to make you a bastard. Not having a father and can't follow direction. Are you listening? So we want to make sure that we're paying attention to this. Go ahead, Risa.
We need to allow the Holy Spirit.
We need to allow the Holy Spirit.
To empower our spirits.
To empower our spirits.
To rise up to live a holy life.
To rise up to live a holy life.
When we put to death the deeds of the body.
When we put to death the deeds of the body.
And the soul.
And the soul.
And begin to live a life.
And to begin live a life.
That is free from any obligation.
That is free from any obligation.
To obey the flesh.
To obey the flesh.
Then we are truly set free.
Then we are truly set free.
From the spirit of slavery and bondage.
From the spirit of what? Slavery and bondage.
Yielding to the Holy Spirit.
Yielding. That's a good word there. Yielding to the Holy Spirit.
Indwelling in us.
His indwelling presence in us.
Can energize our spirit.
Can energize our spirit.
And our communion with God.
And our communion with God.
The Father is greatly enhanced.
And the Father is greatly enhanced.
When such a life breaks forth in us.
When such a lifestyle breaks forth in us.
We shall know our adoption as sons.
We should know our adoption as sons.
Romans 8, chapter the 23rd verse.
Keep going.
When our body and soul is free from the obligation.
When our bodies and our souls are free from the obligation.
To obey the sin habit.
To obey the sin habit.
And become yielded and led by the Holy Spirit.
And to become yielded to and led by the Holy Spirit.
Into a life of sonship.
Into a life of what?
Sonship. And communion.
And communion.
Then we can understand adoption as sons.
Then we can understand the adoption of sons. Romans 8:14. Now, yeah, I'm giving you this. I hope y'all do your homework. You know, you got to read Romans 6, Romans 7, Romans 8. Then I believe it's in Colossians where it talks about mortifying the deeds of the flesh. We'll get the reference. It'll be in your notes. And then you got Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. We need to go through these things. Are you listening? All right. Romans 8:14 say, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the what? And so the Spirit of God will lead us into all the truth. Are you listening? And then Jesus said in St. John 17:17, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. So the Spirit of God is going to lead us into the pathways of what? Truth. Because Jesus said, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come? You see that? He will lead and guide you. Then he will bring all things to what? Our remembrance. Are you listening? Okay, go ahead, sir.
There's no reality of adoption.
There's no reality as adoption of sons.
Until the redemption of our body and soul.
Until the redemption of our bodies and our souls.
Is established through effectual working. Of the Holy Spirit.
Now let me put a peg there because I want to say this to you. Notice what it said. Huh? The effectual working of the Holy Spirit, the redemption of the what? Soul and the what? The body. Now, most of us, see, in salvation, it's almost like we were taught that everything, it looks like everything was taught is automatic. So you kind of put things on cruise-o-matic. And then you suffer your whole life, blaming God for why things are not happening. But Romans 12 say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that you present your body. You present your body what? A living sacrifice. You cannot do that without the redemption of the body. What does that mean, the redemption of the body? It means more than, you know, the rapture and receiving a new body, you know, your new resurrected body after, you know, the last resurrection. You understand what I'm saying? It's more than that. It's bringing this body into subjection right now. See, it's living a resurrected lifestyle right now. A resurrected lifestyle means victory over sin. Now, we have not been taught we can, except you've been around apostle, that you can live victoriously over sin. Let's keep it real. The sin habit has to be dealt with. But we were always approaching it from the soul. I mean, from the spirit. Like something wrong with our spirit. No, ain't nothing wrong with our spirits. It's the soul. That's where the problem at. Are you listening? So if we don't get that soul lined up, we can never make this body submit. You understand? So I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, not a dead one, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is what? Our reasonable service. Then it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So without the renewing of the mind, I can't get verse 1 together. Are you listening? Then I have to get to the point where I'm not thinking of myself more highly than I ought to think. Are you listening? I have to think in tune with what God is saying. All right, go ahead, sir.
This repentance from sin is to meet with the master. It's like the first cleansing of the temple.
In Jerusalem.
This cleansing helps us to meet with the master.
This cleansing, true repentance, helps us to meet with the master.
And to fulfill his requirements of our lives.
Now, you know, apostle, if you follow him around, he teaches you a lot of things. He said there's a difference between repentance and being remorseful. See, remorseful might mean you cry, you're sorry, you got caught. But repentance means a complete turning from. Are y'all with me? I said, are you with me? And so this generation knows very little about true repentance. Are you with me? All right. Go ahead, sir.
The repentance of sins is obeying God.
God's requirements of us. Now, I know y'all don't have time to do this, but if you study the Old Testament and you read all of those 1st, 2nd Samuel, 1st, 2nd Kings, 1st, 2nd Chronicles, and you begin to read all the way through that till you get to the major prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, what you will find out is that those men, those kings, always did evil in the sight of God, many of them. You had some who obeyed God, some who did evil. And you really don't understand it until you start understanding what's going on in that soul. See, Mark 7:21 say, for out of the heart, out of the mind, out of the soul proceedeth, watch this, evil thoughts. So thoughts lead to feelings. Feelings lead to ways. Ways lead to actions. And actions will produce definite results. You got that? So if you're thinking wrong, you know, and You have 2 Corinthians 3, 4, and 5 that talks about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, watch this, to the pulling down of strongholds. Then it says casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought. Now, watch this now. Strongholds. What is a stronghold? A bunch of thoughts. So that sin habit is tied to thoughts. If you don't think you can live above it, you're already dead. Are you listening? So, and Satan only have access to our minds. So he shoots darts all day long at your mind. You think 50 to 70,000 thoughts per day, and 80% of those are negative. So we need the Holy Spirit to help us. Are you listening? Because now, thoughts lead to imaginations, and imaginations lead to strongholds. Some strongholds have been in our lives for a long time. Are you listening? Because they were never what? Pulled down. They were never dealt with what? With the Word of God. Are you listening? A stronghold is nothing but a series of thoughts that the enemy have literally built like the walls of Jericho. And they got to be pulled down. Are you listening? And you cannot answer a satanic thought with another thought. You got to cast it down. How you cast it down? Using the Word of God with your mouth. Are you listening? That's why the Bible say, take no thought saying. I'm trying to show you in repentance, you got to deal with your mind. Are you listening? All right, go ahead.
Repentance from dead works.
Repentance from dead works.
Repentance from dead works.
Repentance from dead works.
Is turning away from all things.
It's turning away from all things.
That are not profitable to God's kingdom.
That are not profitable to God's kingdom.
And spirit life.
And spirit life. Did you catch that? Dead works is turning away from what? All things that are not profitable to God's kingdom and to spirit life. Go ahead.
Our willingness to let go.
Our willingness. Ha. Uh-huh. If you be willing and obedient. Now, eating the good of the land, that'll lead you into prosperity, but you got to walk away from some stuff. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Our willingness to let go.
Our willingness to let go.
Of all lawful things.
Of all lawful things.
Of the earth.
Of the earth.
To seek only the profitable things.
To only seek the profitable things.
Of the spirit.
Of the spirit.
Constitutes repentance from dead works.
Constitutes what? Repentance from dead works. You know, Paul says all things are lawful, but not expedient. Did you catch that? There's a lot of stuff. You understand, that's lawful, but they might not bring you the way you got to go. Oh, come on now. Y'all understand? Some things may not be sin, but you got to lay aside every weight. Lay aside every weight and the sin. Are you listening? Sin is not an issue of heaven and hell, children. Sin is to block you out from your inheritance. All right. See, all right, you'll learn. You'll learn. Yeah. I mean, see, that's why Apostle wants to mature us. You listening? To mature us, because this is about inheritance. I cannot inherit what God has designed for me to inherit if I keep letting the enemy box me out, using some habit against me. Why? Because I don't take time to what? Deal with it. And I want you to know, fasting and praying to help you. Oh, Lord. And meditation. There's a lot. Go ahead, read, sir.
As we walk in the life of repentance.
As we walk in the life of repentance.
From sins. Our values begin to change.
Our values begin to change.
We need to understand.
Did y'all hear that? Our values begin to change. What we value begin to change. Are you listening? Go ahead.
We need to understand
that good and evil
can come from the same tree called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Say that again. From the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. From the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, in case you didn't see right away, that has to do with your thought life. Because knowledge is information that got to be processed through your mind. Are you listening? So when Adam fell and said he was afraid, and when Adam fell and said he was naked, God asked him, who told you you were naked? Who is that source of information? Are you listening? See, he left from revelation, which is knowledge that comes directly from God, to reasoning. That knowledge that came from Satan out of this earth realm. Hello. Have to deal with your thought life. That's why the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is being played every day in your head. Don't act like Adam and Eve was the only one ate from the wrong tree. Shatta. Are you listening? Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Them thoughts. You got to deal with them. Amen. You got to deal with them. Go ahead, sir.
When we rely on the human mind and wisdom.
When we rely on the human mind and wisdom.
We are partaking from this tree.
We are partaking from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Go ahead.
The knowledge of good and evil.
The knowledge of good and evil.
Has the same root.
Has the same root.
That is in self.
That is in self.
Sin and death.
Self, sin, and death. Self, selfishness, sin, which leads to death. Now, I know there's a lot of stuff I have to say. Now, watch what I'm about to show y'all. See, the problem is, that's why you got to live a grace-based life versus a law-based life. Because grace is not a license to sin. Grace is an empowerment to tell you that you can overcome sin. Because grace teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live righteously, godly, soberly in this present world. Now watch, I'm about to help you now. But the Bible says the strength of sin is the law. See that? The strength of what?
Sin.
Is the what?
Law.
The strength of sin is the law. The strength of sin is the law. You can't keep it. The strength of sin is the law. That's why you got to move from the law to grace. Are you listening? You can't keep you. Oh, Lord have mercy. You need grace, baby. Are you listening? You need that empowerment. You need that enablement. Are you listening? So I want you to pay attention to those things. Go ahead, sir.
Man has given themselves an option.
Man has given themselves an option.
To trust in the Lord.
To trust in the Lord.
Or to rely upon their own understanding.
Or to rely upon their own understanding.
Without realizing man cannot live.
Without realizing that man cannot live.
By bread alone.
But by bread alone. But by what? Every word.
That proceed out of the mouth of God.
Now, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Are you listening? That word got to pass through your mind. It's got to flush that mind out. Are you listening? Okay, go ahead, sir. Sometimes our good reasonings
are accepted as good substitutes.
Are accepted as good substitutes.
For God's thoughts.
For God's thoughts.
But no human wisdom.
But no human wisdom.
Can rise above God's divine wisdom.
Can rise above God's divine wisdom. Wisdom. Now, wisdom is simply instruction from God. That's what wisdom is. In wisdom, God giving you his instruction. Are you listening? Whole book of Proverbs, full of instruction to teach you the ways of wisdom. Are you listening? Go ahead, sir.
Without this discernment, the church cannot mature.
The church cannot mature
to its level of purity and holiness.
To its level of purity and holiness. Repentance from dead works
keeps us from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Repentance from dead works keeps us from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
We are learning to eat the tree of life.
In that process, we're learning to eat from the tree of life. Remember, those trees were in the midst of the garden. Adam and Eve could have ate off of the tree of life. God never told them they couldn't eat from it. He just told them, they got them trees in the midst of the garden, but you shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that you eat of that tree, you shall surely die. Are you listening? Okay, go ahead, sir.
The repentance from dead works.
The repentance from dead works.
Is to willingly sacrifice.
Is to willingly sacrifice.
And soul. A legitimate share. Of earthly privileges. And benefits. For a greater eternal course.
Come on, go ahead.
This is a choice of lifestyle.
This is a choice. Say choice. This is a choice. See, it's a choice of lifestyle.
That desires the move of God. And his kingdom. It is required that we place upon ourselves. In order to be fully pleasing to God our Father.
Go ahead, sir.
Number two, benefits of repentance.
The
repentance from sin.
Brings
us to meet with the Master. It opens up opportunity for us to experience. What Christ has done for us on Calvary. Here we know forgiveness.
Healing and salvation.
The repentance from dead works. Bring us to walk with the Master.
Now we can walk with the Master. We meet the Master in the first cleansing. In the second cleansing, we learn to walk with the Master. Go ahead.
It is an introduction to our inheritance. Available to us through Christ.
See, repentance from sin and dead works. Are you listening? Qualifies us to walk fully in our inheritance, that which rightfully belongs to us. So you can understand that sin is designed to do what? Block you out. Go ahead.
We begin to know what it means to be. A son begotten. By the Spirit of the living God.
Go ahead.
Number three, principles of repentance from sin. Repentance from sins affects four major areas of our lives.
Repentance in these areas constitute
True repentance of a saint.
In other words, in order for you to exercise true repentance, you got to follow these four.
The following principles are being drawn from
Luke chapter number 15, verses 11 through 32.
Okay, repentance is coming to our senses.
Repentance, number one, means I'm coming to my senses. I'm coming back to my right mind. Go ahead.
And coming to his spiritual senses.
Now, this is the story about the prodigal son. Watch this. Who wanted his inheritance before he got trained properly, before he got matured. There are a lot of people, oh, yeah, money coming. Oh, we want what Apostle got. Apostle paid a price, folks. Are you listening? Apostles, here's the number one thing you got to understand. Now, they got a lot of folk out there with a lot of information. Remember, it's not what they say about Apostle that counts. It's what we say and what we believe concerning him. They think it's all about money, but they don't understand the man loved God more than money. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. I say he loved God more than he loved money. Are you listening? He loved God. Nobody loves God any more than him. As a matter of fact, I like to use this term. You've heard demon possessed? Well, he God possessed. Because that's the kind of lifestyle he lived. A God possessed lifestyle. That's why he's able to manifest all that he's walking in. Because he's mastered the inner life. He's mastered having control of his soul. He's mastered bringing his body into subjection. For 43 years, he has demonstrated this, and now God has called him to be a father so he can impart this to sons and daughters.
Amen.
If he can't impart it to us, we become bastards and not sons.
Amen.
Are you listening? This ain't no punk ministry. This going to cost us. Are you listening? It's going to cost you. If you're an online student, it's going to cost you. Go ahead.
And coming to his spiritual senses.
And coming to his spiritual senses.
The son experienced the following.
The son experienced the following.
His mind was being renewed.
His mind was being renewed.
His mouth was confessing his disobedience.
His mouth was confessing his disobedience.
His will was set to find ways to return home.
And his will was set to find ways to return home.
His emotions were being restored.
His emotions was being restored.
For normal function.
For normal function.
His spirit wanted the Father's restoration.
His spirit wanted the Father's restoration.
Rather than the world's resources.
Rather than the world's resources. Now that's very important. See, I believe the connection with the Father is so important. Are you listening? I'd rather have connection with the Father than worried about what the world can give me. Go ahead.
Number two, repentance is coming back to the Father.
Repentance is coming back to the Father. I love that. See, because a lot of people want the Father to run behind them. Why you didn't call me? That ain't in the Bible. They want a father they can drag by the nose. No, baby. A son, a real son, will pursue his father. You better hear what I'm saying. And then you got to understand the love of a father. Who the father loves, he corrects, he rebukes, he instructs, he scourges. Are you listening? That's a real father. But you don't want the kind you can lead by the nose. You didn't call me to check on me. Do your job call a check on you? All right, go ahead.
In coming back to the Father.
In coming back to the Father.
He chose freely.
He chose freely.
And made the decision himself.
And he made the decision himself. See, you got to allow people. See, when people walk away from you, they got to return. If you go recruit them back into your life, they're going to do you the same thing. Once I'm, oh, no, that's all right. I ain't going to say it. Keep moving.
He felt he had lost his position.
The prodigal son felt he had lost his position.
As a son.
As a son.
And was only worthy to be a slave.
And he was only worthy to be a slave or a servant. That's what the enemy wants you to think. That you lose your sonship. Y'all better hear me. Yeah, that's why he keep messing with you. When you get off track, don't go back. God will never take you back. Well, you have children. When they do stuff wrong, they never cease to be your children. Thank you for your enthusiasm. All right. But that's my rascals. And whatever I have to do. Are you listening? To help them to do what they have to do. Then as a father, I'm going to be here. Are you understand? But they're going to have to get the training. Go ahead.
He was coming back, but not because of privileges.
He was coming back, not because of privileges.
Positions or blessings.
Positions or blessings.
He tried to suggest how the Father.
He tried to suggest how the Father.
Should deal with him.
Should deal with him.
Repentance is coming on God's terms.
Repentance is coming back to God on his terms.
Not on our terms.
Not on our terms. All right. Y'all stick with chapter 12. We're going to try to finish it up. And move on.